Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from the triune God. Amen. Our text is taken from the reading appointed for this day, the first two verses of the reading, James chapter 1, verses 19 through 20. James writes, "My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires." Thus far the text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Epistle James is well known for giving practical advice for godly living. Our text certainly conveys such advice. James tells us, be quick, be slow. These words, of course, are not contradictory, but complementary. Our text encourages us, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and be slow to anger. What about being quick to hear? We can think of a quickness to hear which is not being mentioned in our text, namely a swiftness to hear that which is unedifying, and more than that, what is spiritually detrimental, what may be wrong. One can list examples. Words on certain TV shows, the dialogue in a well-advertised movie, a number of top 20 songs on the radio. Our text certainly is not talking about being swift to hear gossip or teaching, which is new, exciting, interesting, sophisticated, but contrary to Scripture. No, our text deals with a quickness to hear which is good, God-pleasing, for our welfare and for the welfare of others. We think, first of all, of being quick to hear the Word of God. Through this listening to God's Word, our faith is preserved and our faith is strengthened, and we are motivated to lead God-glorifying lives. But the quickness to hear mentioned in our text also means being ready to listen to the needs of others, to a Christian brother or sister who needs a word of comfort or support or encouragement. You men who are trained to be pastors will find out in your parishes that a key element in your counseling your members is to listen, listen, listen. After much listening, you will finally get to the root of the matter, to the real problem, and you will know what advice to give to your members. Therefore, we pray, Lord Jesus, you who are always quick to hear your Father's will and to hear about the needs of others, forgive us if we are ever swift to listen to what is wrong, to what is spiritually harmful, to what is not according to your will. You who willingly went to the cross for us, help us to be quick to hear your word and swift to listen in such a way that we will truly be a blessing in the lives of others. Being quick to hear is one side of the coin. The other side is being slow to speak. Now, there is a slowness to speak which is not being taught by our text. For instance, a slowness to speak a word of gospel to an unbeliever when God opens the door for such a witness. A slowness to give a word of comfort to a fearful or grieving brother or sister in Christ. A slowness to speak against the wrongs in our society when such an opportunity arises. Rather, James is talking about a slowness to speak which is right and God-pleasing. This kind of slowness in speaking means that we are being swift to hear as James encourages. It means that we are not always trying to be the first to speak in order to appear important to others, in order to gain attention for ourselves, in order to hog the conversation, or because we think that we know everything and are experts in all matters. It means that we weigh our words carefully so that what we say is right and true and accurate, in harmony with God's word, and appropriate and beneficial for our listeners. For a pastor, this implies that he will spend much time in studying the Word, that he'll put great effort into his Bible class preparation and his sermon preparation. To members coming to him for counseling, he will be slow to speak a word of advice, making sure that he listens to them adequately, determines the real problem, and is applying to them an appropriate word from Scripture. Therefore, we pray, Lord Jesus, you who were slow to speak, always in a proper and right way, forgive us if we are ever slow to speak in an improper way. You who shed your blood for us, help us daily to cultivate a slowness of speech which is pleasing to you and for the good of others, which comes from a humble heart, a loving heart, a heart which has true wisdom. Finally, complimenting James' advice to be quick to hear and slow to speak, is his directive, be slow to anger. When one is quick to hear and slow to speak, he will be slow to anger. As we know, there is a slowness to anger which is wrong and is not being discussed in our text. We can all think of examples. A slowness to be angry with pets or besetting or habitual sins in our personal lives or with sin in the society around us. It is a slowness to have a proper anger, an anger like Christ exhibited at certain points in his ministry. Such a proper anger can be an aid to our work, spurring us on to greater efforts and more labor. Now, our text is talking about a slowness to anger which is good and right. This kind of slowness is appropriate. In other words, this is being slow to have an anger which, as our text says, does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Such an anger is taking personal offense at an irritating element in our life or at some wrong, and letting that anger build in us so that we seek to gain vengeance, and we may even end up having hatred. Seeking vengeance and hating, these definitely are not righteous fruits. Therefore, Solomon writes in Ecclesiastes, "Do not be eager in your heart to be angry, for anger resides in the bosom of fools." Paul writes in Ephesians that all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you. For you men who will be ministers, this type of anger and clinging to it will hinder your effectiveness as a pastor. Paul, writing about the qualifications for the pastoral office in 1 Timothy chapter 3, says, "An overseer, that is a pastor, must be above reproach, temperate, prudent, respectful, not pugnacious, but gentle, uncontentious." The book of Proverbs reminds us, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word spoken in anger stirs up anger, makes the situation even worse." What is the antidote to a person having such anger with its negative results? After Paul writes in Ephesians 4 these words, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you," he goes on to say, "And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you." The antidote is in the power of Christ to forgive the one who wrongs us, who makes us angry. Therefore, we pray, Lord Jesus, you who were the perfect example of being slow to anger, forgive us if we are ever slow to be angry at sin in our lives and sin in the world around us. But Lord Jesus, you who died for us and rose from the dead that we might have everlasting life through faith in you, help us to have a slowness to anger which is right and God-pleasing. Help us to avoid or get rid of a harmful anger, harmful to ourselves and to those around us. lead us to be forgiving people. Using our sanctified reason, we know that there are acceptable ways to vent or get rid of this potentially harmful anger, which go hand in hand with the matter of forgiveness. Some use exercise to let off steam. Dr. Seek, a past president of the St. Louis Seminary, had another method. One day he told his pastoral theology class, "Men, let me give you some advice. Not long after your graduation, you're going to be attending church council meetings. These will be comprised of people whom you love. And yet, from time to time, things are going to happen in church council meetings that are going to let you know what an emotion called anger is all about. Gentlemen, may I suggest that you do what my wife has helped me to do? When I would come home from council meetings, she had pillows arrayed in order in the living room. She allowed me to take them up one by one and hurl them wherever I chose." Good advice from a servant of the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, may we continually remember the advice of James. Be quick, be slow. God help us to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger, to his glory, for our good, and for the good of those whom we serve. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, amen.